Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Chapter Summaries. Adi 16. The Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in His Childhood and Youth. This chapter fully describes Lord Chaitanya's Kaishora Leela, or the activities Lord Chaitanya performed just before attaining youth. During this time, Lord Chaitanya studied deeply and was victorious over greatly learned scholars. And during Lord Chaitanya's Kaishora Leela, Lord Chaitanya also sported in the water. Lord Chaitanya went to East Bengal to secure financial assistance, cultivate knowledge, and also to introduce the Sankirtan movement. And there, Lord Chaitanya met Tapana Misra, whom Lord Chaitanya instructed about spiritual advancement and ordered Tapan Misra to go to Varanasi. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring East Bengal, Lord Chaitanya's wife Lakshmi Devi was bitten by a serpent, or by the serpent of separation, and thus Lakshmi Devi left this world. And when Lord Chaitanya returned home, Lord Chaitanya saw that his mother Shachi Devi was overwhelmed with grief because of Lakshmi Devi's death. Therefore, at Shachi Mata's request, Lord Chaitanya later married his second wife, Vishnupriya Devi. This chapter also describes Lord Chaitanya's argument with Keshava Kashmiri, the celebrated scholar, and it also describes Lord Chaitanya's criticism of the Kashmiri's prayer glorifying Mother Ganga. In this prayer, Lord Chaitanya found five kinds of literary ornaments and five kinds of literary faults. Thus, Lord Chaitanya defeated the famous pundit. Later, the Kashmiri pundit, who was known to have been victorious all over the country, submitted himself to the goddess of learning, and by Mother Sarasvati's order, Keshava Kashmiri met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the morning of the next day and surrendered unto Lord Chaitanya. Kripa Sudha Sarid Yasya Vishvam Apla Vayanti Api Nicha Gaiva Sada Bhati Tang Chaitanya Prabhun Bhaje. I worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose nectarian mercy flows like a great river, inundating the entire universe. Just as a river flows downstream, Lord Chaitanya especially extends himself to the fallen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiyat Kaishora Chaitanyo Murti Matya Grihasramat Lakshmi Archita Ata Vagdevya Dishang Jai Jaya Chalat. Long live Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Kaishora age, for both the goddess of fortune and the goddess of learning worship Lord Chaitanya. Mother Sarasvati worshipped Lord Chaitanya in his victory over the scholar who had conquered all the world. And the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, worshipped Lord Chaitanya at home. So since Lord Chaitanya is therefore the husband or lord of both goddesses, I offer my obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. the great Acharya Narottama Das Thakur has sung Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Narottam Das prays for Lord Chaitanya's mercy because Lord Chaitanya is the mercy incarnation, having appeared especially to reclaim the fallen souls. The more fallen one is, the greater one's claim is to get the favor of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One must only be very sincere and serious. Despite being contaminated by all the bad qualities of this Kali Yuga, if one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya will surely and certainly deliver him or her. And the best example is Jagai and Madai. In this age of Kali, practically everyone is like Jagai and Madai. But the Sankirtan movement, inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is still flowing like a great river, inundating the entire world. And thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, is successfully claiming all fallen souls in order to free them from contamination. Recorded September 9, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.